This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Let's roll to the Texas Bowl on Heartland College Sports. We've got Baylor and LSU in what I believe is one of the best non-college football playoff bowl games that's happening this season. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We always appreciate you being here. If you're new, even if you're not, make sure you are subscribed to the channel. And if you're on YouTube, hit that thumbs up right there on the video, right below. Helps us a lot. So this game is going to be outstanding. You've got a Baylor team that a lot of people have not realized how good they are playing in the second half of the season. They got off to a slow start. Dave Aranda's on the hot seat. And then what do? They rip off six straight wins to end the season, and in dominant fashion. Texas Tech by 24, Oklahoma State by 10, a field goal over rival TCU, West Virginia by 14, Houston by double digits, and Kansas to wrap up the season by 27 points. And that was a Kansas team that was on fire. They had won three straight against ranked opponents, something no unranked team had ever done. I mean, they were on fire, and Baylor just put them to bed. So this Baylor team, I know there's a lot of people watching and listening who are not necessarily Big 12 fans for these specific shows because their previews will give you a prediction as well for the game. So a lot of people watching or listening are either SEC fans, they want a different perspective, or they're gamblers. They're casual fans, which is totally cool. I'm glad you guys are here. I just want to make sure you come back. Bryson Washington is a name that if you don't know it, you should know it. This guy, down the home stretch of the season, was arguably one of the best running backs, not just in the Big 12, but the country. That's how good Bryson Washington was down the stretch of the season, a freshman for the Baylor Bears from Franklin, Texas. Look at this guy in the month of November. TCU, 196 yards, four rushing touchdowns. West Virginia, 123 yards, three rushing touchdowns. Houston, 113 yards. Kansas, 192 yards, two touchdowns. Average yards per rush in those games, 7.5, 6.8, 4.0, 6.9. Dude was an absolute beast. He is going up against an LSU defense that did not stop the run well all season. They were at the bottom of the SEC. 13th in the SEC in rushing yards allowed per game at 147. That is awful. That is not the LSU that you think of when you historically think of LSU football. And now you've got to play a guy and a running game in the Big 12 with the Baylor Bears. That was one of the best in the conference the second half of the season. That's how good they were, and that's how good Bryson Washington was. And I think he is licking his chops at the idea of going up against this rush defense, to be totally honest, and he should be, because of how well he played during the second half of the season. But if LSU is going to win the game, it's not going to be because of what the defense does do or doesn't do. It's going to be because you've got Garrett Nussmeier, who is going to sling it all over the field. We know that LSU has a tremendous amount of talent. Now, a lot of that talent on offense is not going to be playing. They're expected to be down two, three starters on the offensive line, guys just opting out of the game, and that's fine. We see it all the time. You know that there is a tremendous amount of talent that is waiting in the wings at LSU. There always is, right? So now you got to look at it, and you got to say to yourself, okay, if Nussmeier doesn't have some of his top guys, if he doesn't have much of his offensive line, can he still put up points and win the game? And I do believe he can. I mean, Baylor's pass defense was not great this season by any stretch of the imagination. Just the defense in general for Baylor wasn't great. They were a much better offensive team than they were a defensive team, which is interesting because head coach Dave Aranda saved his job this year largely because of what his offense did, not because of what his defense did. And he was coaching the defense. He was calling the plays. Now, they've got talent on that side of the ball, but in terms of, like, you know, were they one of the best defenses in the Big 12? Not even close. Against the run, they ranked 11th against the run when it came to average rushing yards per game. So they weren't good at that. And then when it came to passing, middle of the pack, 10th, 11th, somewhere in there. So they weren't great at all. They were middle of the pack and getting to the quarterback as well. So all those things stack up and you say, this has shootout potential. Because Baylor's got the offensive firepower, Bryson Washington, who we've talked about. But, I mean, it's not just him. You've got Sawyer Robertson, another guy who's coming back next year, a quarterback, who had himself a very big second half and really came on strong with confidence and, you know, dual threat ability when he needed to have it. He's a really nice player as well. And it's a guy who, once again, the average college football fan probably doesn't know, but if Baylor has the kind of season next year like they could end up having, he will be much more of a household name than he is today. But that's how this game ends up going if LSU and Brian Kelly have their way. High scoring, back and forth. You know, we're playing this game into the mid-30s, high-30s, low-40s kind of a situation, and you've got a shootout written all over it. And I think Brian Kelly would just be fine with that, right? I think he's totally cool with playing a game like that. But what will it come down to? Baylor is going to be better in the trenches. Baylor is expected to have its entire offensive line for the game. We know the Tigers aren't going to have their entire O-line. And on top of that, LSU was very inconsistent running the football. They were barely inside the top 100 in rushing success rate. And Baylor, when it comes to rushing success rate, which is different, you know, it's one of those advanced analytic deals. Baylor was top 10 in that category. So LSU could very well end up becoming one-dimensional. And that is going to be problematic for this LSU team. And that's where I think Nussmeier is going to have a big day. It's just not going to be enough. And you're going to end up with Baylor winning this game. Something like, I'm going to say 38-31 over the LSU Tigers. That means they'll cover the four-point spread. Depending on where you see it, it's 3.5, it's 4, it's maybe 4.5 points. I like Baylor to win. I like them to cover. I think this team is going to get a lot of attention in the offseason after how they play this game. And on top of that, there'll be a team that gets talked about to win the Big 12 next year. That's what this game will springboard them into in the offseason. That's just kind of, you know, what I project in this one. And then, of course, SEC fanboys everywhere will be like, oh, bunch of opt-outs. That's how it always goes. And that's fine. That's totally fine. I mean, I think about a couple of years ago when they played K-State in this game. And K-State won the game by 3 scores. Same thing, a lot of opt-outs for LSU, but it proved to be a good omen the next year for K-State, who ended up winning the Big 12 championship the year after they won the Texas Bowl against LSU. Remember, that was the year that K-State beat an undefeated TCU in the conference championship game. But TCU still made the college football playoff because that was their first and only loss of the season to that point. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But that's what I've got. Give me Baylor over LSU 38-31 in the Texas Bowl coming up on Tuesday night, New Year's Eve. It's going to be a good one, and you do not want to miss it. And the bowl picks so far are 3-3 against the spread. Coming up, I will give you my Arizona State and Texas college football playoff pick. That is right around the corner on Heartland College Sports.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I'm telling you right now, this Peach Bowl between Texas and Arizona State is going to be a lot closer than a lot of people are predicting. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. We appreciate you being here as always. As a part of the show, thanks for being here. Hit that thumbs up, hit the like button on the video, and make sure you are subscribed to the channel. So I'm seeing all the national conversations, you are as well, all the predictions and projections on Texas, many cases blowing out Arizona State. The almighty team from the SEC shows up on the field with a team from the Big 12 and blows the doors off them. That's not going to happen in this game. And there's a multitude of reasons for why that I'll get to, we'll explain, we'll talk about. But number one is this, because everyone's just, you know, I'm hearing, I'm reading a lot of the analysis on this game. And the one part of this game that Arizona State is not getting nearly enough credit for is its play in the trenches. First off, Arizona State, we all know, many people will know about Cam Scataboo, star running back for Arizona State. Got Heisman Trophy votes, probably should have been in New York City, the whole thing. We all get that. But it's not just him, it's his offensive line up front. An offensive line for Arizona State that has helped this team finish near the top of the Big 12 in rushing yards per game. And also has done a great job, along with the scheming of this offensive coaching staff, of making sure that Sam Levitt, the quarterback for the Arizona State Sun Devils, does not get sacked. They have done a great job on that front. Here are the numbers, okay? Arizona State has only been sacked 11 times in 9 conference games. That is third in the Big 12 behind only Kansas and Kansas State. I mean, that's exactly where you would want to be going up against a Texas team that has taken advantage of some porous offensive lines. Now, they've got a stout front. We get it. Texas is second in the SEC in sacks behind Ole Miss. They've got 41 in 14 games. So they thrive off of getting to the quarterback. For Arizona State, I think that's a testament to not just the line and the schemes, but also Sam Leavitt and what this guy has done this season that a lot of people have overlooked. Kenny Dillingham, if you're joining us on the show and you're not a Big 12 fan, Arizona State head coach Kenny Dillingham has talked about how he believes Sam Leavitt is going to be playing on Sundays. He transferred in from Michigan State, highly recruited guy. He has just developed and gotten better and better and better as this season has progressed for the Sun Devils. He's confident, not cocky. He's confident, though, clearly, in his abilities, and that's exactly what you would want out of your quarterback in this situation. So that right there, I believe Arizona State is going to have a plan to negate that strong defensive line. Now, that may be using Cam Scataboo possibly even more in the passing game than maybe even Arizona State fans have been accustomed to here as of late. Now, he can do it all, but you think of him as a running back first, and that's obviously what he is. But if I'm Kenny Dillingham and I'm scheming for this game, I am also using Cam Scataboo heavily in the passing game in the flat. I'm getting the ball, especially early in this game, out of Sam Leavitt's hands quickly just to get him in a rhythm. And Scataboo is going to be one of those guys who's an easy out in the flat. Now, he had plenty of games where he had 4 catches on the season. The guy had 37 catches on the year for over 500 yards and a couple of scores, including one in the Big 12 championship game against Iowa State. So he's more than capable of doing that. He had a big play in the passing game against the Cyclones in that Big 12 championship. So that's where Arizona State can get a rhythm going early and get that offense going early and get Texas on its heels, because Texas is going to want to control this game. They're near the top of the SEC in time of possession. You know, we know, obviously, all the juice and pizzazz that this team comes into this game with on both sides of the ball. All the confidence in the world, only those 2 losses to Georgia. So they think they're walking in there and they're just dominating this Arizona State team. That's kind of your cute little Cinderella story in the eyes of so many who aren't paying attention. But that's not what they are. And I don't believe that's what they're going to be in the Peach Bowl on Wednesday. I also think there's going to be an opportunity here to take advantage of Quinn Ewers and some mistakes that he might end up making. I'm not sitting here locking this team down for, you know, X amount of interceptions or anything like that, but I just will note there have been plenty of them this year, okay? I mean, they're near the bottom of the SEC when it comes to interceptions thrown this season. Now, Arizona State has not really been advantageous and ball hawkish, it's fair to say, this year. I mean, that's maybe not something. Well, no, I take that back. They haven't done a great job in taking away fumbles, but they've done a great job in terms of interceptions. They have not forced a lot of fumbles. I was going through these numbers earlier. I misread my notes here. They only had 5 fumbles forced in 13 games. So that's near the bottom of the Big 12. But they had 15 interceptions in 13 games, which was 2nd in the Big 12 behind only BYU. So this, once again, there's a data point that sets up very well for Arizona State here in this game that no one's really talking about. It is a weakness of Texas that plays into a strength of Arizona State. Okay? Just like the whole thing around the sacks that Texas has taken advantage of this year, playing into the strength of Arizona State, who has done a great job protecting the quarterback. I know you can tell me about the 4-star guys and the 5-star guys and compare the rosters and the whole thing. I'm also somebody who's covered the Big 12 for 10 years now, doing this, more than that, but 10 years owning and running Heartland College Sports. And I've seen enough of Texas to know that they are susceptible to playing up or down the competition, oftentimes down. Okay, for 10 years, up until last year, their last year when they won the Big 12, Texas had more talent than everybody they played in this conference, and they did jack with it. So if you think I'm going to sit here and just look at rosters and say, four-star guy there, five-star guy here, well, obviously, Texas is going to win. That's boring. It's also not fair to what Arizona State has done this season. Now, if there's something that does concern me, it's the fact that Shamari Simmons, star linebacker, is not going to be in the first half of this game for Arizona State because of that bogus targeting penalty he got called for in the Big 12 championship game against Rocco Becht. I mean, that was such a bad call by the officials, knowing that it was going to have playoff implications likely, and screwing him for the first half of this game. His appeal was denied, but the team is very high on this redshirt freshman, Montana Warren. I can't say I know a ton about him, but I'm just saying the coaching staff's raving about him. So take that for what it's worth. That does concern me because I do think they're going to need every single thing they can throw at this Texas team on both sides, and not having a guy of that magnitude for the first half is going to be tough. But it also could be a jolt come the second half if we find ourselves in the ball game, and I absolutely think that we will come Wednesday afternoon in Atlanta. So all in all, I also look at this game and I see that Texas, of course, is a 12.5, 13-point favorite wherever you're at. Let me just say right now, I'm all over Arizona State here. I mean, they're 11-2 straight up this season. They're 11-2 against the spread this season. Texas, and this dates back to their time in the Big 12, 12-2 straight up, 8-6 against the spread. So, and listen, I didn't watch as much Texas this year, obviously, now that they're in the SEC and not in the Big 12. But you watched enough games, and they just kind of let teams linger, right? You'd watch a Texas game, and you're like, they should be up 21-0, and it's like 13-7. It's just, they're still Texas from that perspective. Whether it's the Arkansas game that stands out to me, probably above the rest. We all know what happened at Vanderbilt. So they just have these moments and have these games. And I think we're due for one of those on Wednesday. And you know what? Screw it. I'm going with Arizona State in this game. I know nobody else is. I know that everyone's saying Texas is going to win, and they're basically saying Texas is going to be caught looking ahead, and you know they're just on to the semifinals, and no one cares about Arizona State. The people that are saying that haven't watched Arizona State. They don't know what this team is capable of doing. And I'm picking Arizona State, and I like them in this game. Give me Arizona State 31, Texas 28 in the Peach Bowl with the Sun Devils going on to the semifinals of the college football playoff. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We appreciate you being here as a part of the show, and we'll be talking to you guys soon. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Have a great day and enjoy the college football playoff.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.